he'll have to get a separate update from Sue then. Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is Julie Fedorchak of the Public Service Commission. We're reconvening on the 12th floor of the Capitol. It is March 25th for the admin portion of our regular commission meeting. We have Commissioner Christman and myself here. Commissioner Kalka to step out to testify in a legislative hearing, and we'll be expecting him back up here fairly shortly, but we'll go ahead and move forward with the consent matters on the admin calendar. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion is approved.
Okay, Commissioner Kalk is back.
You didn't miss any votes either, did I?
No, you did not miss any votes.
Senator Bowman wanted to know my thoughts about the Transportation Institute's research on railroads.
Well,
I told him I'd do a good job.
Good. Excellent. Okay, next on the agenda, we have a one matter of under discussion, and it belongs to Commissioner Christman's portfolio, so I'll kick that over to you, Randy.
I move the commission appoint Casey Fury and Susan Richter as advocacy staff in case number GE-15-93, Public Service Commission versus Lacey Guyton complaint.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, why is this on?
I'll elaborate here. Yeah. First of all, if I'm mispronouncing the last name, and Lacey is listening, I would apologize, but I never got around to clarifying that. But so I hope that was correct. You know, in most cases where we would have a violation case, I guess I would compare it most to some of our one call cases. We would appoint staff as advocacy and move that forward. And it would just be on the consent calendar and 'cause we're accustomed to that. I kept this off the consent calendar because anything involving our licensing program, at least in the 2 years I've been here, but I think it would go back quite a lot farther than that. First of all, they've had to do with grain and not hay. But hay is another area of our licensing program, and this one involves hay. But it works somewhat similar to grain licensing, although there are distinctions. Secondly, all the cases, at least since I've been here, that we have had in the grain licensing program have been cases where there were complaints against a licensee. This is a complaint about someone who is not a licensee. So it just follows a different process. You know, with a licensee, we can look at a cease and desist or moving forward into an insolvency case and taking over as trustee. Well, this isn't a licensee, so those options don't exist. So I think, although I am sure there might be legal distinctions, I think this is more like a one-call case or something than it would be similar to most of our previous licensing cases. So kind of a long story, but just to explain why a licensing case is being handled in this way.
So what's our jurisdiction?
Because it's new, I'll let staff try and explain.
The commission has jurisdiction in Chapter 6003 over hay buyers, and
okay.
And like staff, when I actually received a call from the people in southern North Dakota that sold to this individual inquiring about whether they had a license and bond on file because they hadn't been paid for hay that they had sold, and I said that they did not, but they could file a complaint if they choose to against this unlicensed hay buyer, and that I would take it to the commission, and so that is what they chose to do. So the commission can bring a formal complaint against this unlicensed hay buyer for violating state law by not having a license and bond prior to operating as a hay buyer in the state.
So if I could, so there'll be a motion coming forward finding a prima facie case, I presume, and then you set a hearing date if needed, same process. But then who's the commission advisor? If you're the advocacy staff, Sue, I know it's everybody else, but we put a lot of expertise on one side of the table there.
And those will be Alana and Mike McNamee.
And anybody. So Mike's the grain expertise guru.
Yes.
Then. Okay. Or Tim, I guess, for that matter, if it's not explicitly stated. Okay.
So if they were licensed, then what would the process be?
Well, if they were licensed, the commission could still go forward with a complaint, but I would assume we'd be looking at an insolvency to take action against the bond that they would have on file if they were licensed.
I see. All right.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. That concludes the items on the discussion agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, you may.
Just for you and Randy, if there's anything special you guys want me to cover on Tuesday, just let me know. I assume the same stuff we talked on before.
Okay. We'll do. Do you have any other additional discussion items?
I do not.
Okay. Then we will move forward to the favorite part of the meeting, scheduling.
Good luck with that.
Oh, here you texted me. I just see that.
Oh, yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Number three in scheduling.
Is there time sensitive?
I feel there is. I think it's urgent to move it along fairly quickly, although I'm not ready. And so, I wouldn't want to, have it scheduled for tomorrow or something. But my goal would be if we could reach a day in that week. Let's see, what are we, the 25th? If we could find a day in that week of the 6th through the 10th, and we have a meeting on the 8th.
Mm-hmm. What is our requirement? So is our requirement 30 days, Jim, or we do have some sort of a firm deadline here?
Yeah, that our 30 days will be up on April 20th, which is
okay.
Monday.
Okay.
For to issue the order in the matter.
Yeah.
To issue an order. Okay, so.
I think if we could get it earlier in that week, would be better than later, but.
Well, I'm pretty open on the 6th and the 7th, it looks like, which makes me think that Commissioner Kalk is out of town.
No, actually, it's Easter weekend. So that's why I'm free the 6th as well. That's Easter Monday.
Easter Monday.
So, yeah, I'm free.
Oh, yeah, the 7th. How about the 7th?
Well, I'm free Monday. I'll be here.
You're not free the 6th, 7th, though?
Yeah, I could be free in the morning. Going to mine it for the damage prevention seminar. Mm. I'm surprised you guys don't have that. It's a big deal.
Only cool people get invited to that.
Yeah, JP and Victor and I will be there.
Oh. Okay, how about the 7th?
Do you have to leave?
No, it doesn't.
Fairly early? Because I don't think this is going to be a one-hour work session.
3 o'clock?
Is when you have to leave. So could we say 10?
Yeah. How about if we start at 9, then I'm sure we'd have plenty of time before noon and we'd wrap it all up.
Sure.
April 7th at 9 o'clock.
Now, we've got a draft. Jim's got a draft he sent out there. So tell me why we have to wait 2 weeks to do this.
Well, there's a lot to review. There is a lot to review.
Yeah.
Both of the parties have filed their potential orders and their closing arguments. And
there might be a lot of adjustments to make.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be hard to find a day earlier than that, too, probably.
Yeah, because next week is, good. We've got Good Friday, and we've got a lot.
Sounds good.
Okay. Unless Randy, would you want to do the 2nd? Thursday the 2nd?
I think it's cutting it really tight.
Okay.
There's the time on the backside too, though.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so then we're like, going to have to make more changes. It has to be done by the 20th. Which
even
is,
if we do both, we do the 2nd and the 7th. But just if we got just a half hour, because we have not talked as a group since the hearing, and I think just our thoughts getting them out early just be helpful.
Okay.
I would be open to that on the 2nd. Maybe could we do it in the morning?
That's fine. Yeah.
You okay with that, Randy?
Yep. What time in the morning?
9 or 10. Do you have a preference? Do you want to say 10?
Okay.
And then still a meeting on April 7th?
Yeah, let's just keep it.
Keep
so
both, yeah.
We may want more time to work through stuff. Okay. And, you know, maybe the first meeting is sort of a more of just a discussion of issues and going through the proposed order and
well, I think it's just helpful if all of a sudden one of us is going to be off to the other two, it's good to know that early. If we're all thinking the same, then it's easier to figure out right away where we're at, I always think.
I'm fine with that approach, but if Randy would like to wait till the 7th, I'm also okay with that, if you have a strong preference one way or the other.
No, we can do it the 2nd.
Okay. 2nd at 10. Did we say 10?
Yep.
Okay. And
then
keep it the 7th at 9. All right. Then we have, okay, this the first one I had thrown out here, work session on Highland Crude door loop. This is the case where the company requested, we had a hearing on this and on this line last fall. This is the line where we had the requirement that they move it or get the waivers, and then they came back and they got most of the waivers and they moved one piece of it. And now they're coming in for one section to loop the line. It's within the corridor, so of the existing line. Correct, Julie? Entirely within the corridor?
They said they would do that, yes.
And so we did a notice of opportunity for a hearing, and we didn't get any requests for a hearing, so we can go ahead and approve an order. But I thought that because it's been a kind of complicated project with lots of different nuances and several different adjustments on the original order, et cetera, that we might want to have a work session to talk through it. I've looked at it myself, so I'm pretty comfortable, but I just wanted to throw that out for you guys if you'd like to walk through that. The other thing is that this line does cross the Yellowstone.
Correct.
Yellowstone River, so we may want to just, you know, have a little discussion about that. They've received the Corps permit for it and everything, but so, do you want a work session or not?
I just double check, but now with the modifications, they're fine from all the distances and everything's good, right?
This is a different line. This is a totally new line. It's a loop they're adding to all the right. project.
And how many miles was it again?
13 miles.
Okay.
It's just in the door, one section of it.
I don't need a work session on it.
Okay. Randy, would you like a work session?
I don't object to one, but I don't really need one either.
Okay. Well, if not, then do we have a proposed order, Julie?
We do have a proposed order, and I'm working on one as well with Mitch.
Okay. So my goal was to get a work session and then to try to get this on the agenda for our next meeting. So is that reasonable to get us a order with some time to review it prior to the next meeting? Will that work with your...
I'm hoping to get the proposed order done today.
Okay. Then I think that if we have that, we should have plenty of time to review it. And if you want a work session, or you can just work directly with staff as well. So we won't schedule one. Okay. Formal hearing, Dakota Access Pipeline. All right, Julie. Throw those dates out.
Okay. I'm visiting with all the entities, and well, most of the entities involved. We've got proposed dates in May. Preferred dates would be the 28th and 29th.
Who's our attorney in this one again?
This is Zach Pelham.
Zach, okay. Well, those are both good for me.
29th, this is not good for me.
They're both fine with me.
The 28th would work, though, so we could do. Now, are you two comfortable with the three hearings, the proposal for three hearings? I figured it's a little bit of a stretch for the folks in Emmons County for Mandan, but it is pretty equidistant for just about anyone. You know, they'd have about the same distance to travel from the farthest point away from a hearing. But, you know, the option would be to have another hearing in Emmons County someplace if you felt like we should have a fourth.
I'm just trying to think of if I hadn't really done the math. I was thinking it looked good before, too, until you just said this. And I was just thinking where the midpoint would be for someone that's on this line between Killdeer and Mandan, and how that compares to from southern Emmons County to Mandan. And so should this be in Bismarck and save 10 or 15 miles from that end by adding it to the middle end? I'm not sure of the math on that, but whichever would be more closer to the middle of between Killdeer and South Dakota.
I mean, the line doesn't really get close to. I mean, we could do something like Glen Ullin, or does it get closer to?
As you get to Glen Ullin, then you're getting so far from.
Where is Glen Ullin?
County. And you are right. Bismarck is in a county that's not even.
Right, that's kind of why I was staying away from Burley.
Yeah, Mandan's probably the best choice.
Wasn't even one of the counties affected. But, you know, you could do Linton or one of those down south.
What's our risk for that, Lana, if we... There's not really a legal standard. We could do one hearing, right?
Yes, you could consolidate and do one hearing. How many counties does it go through altogether?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. It's your discretion. Casey and I just read the case yesterday.
Yeah, well, we could also, if we felt needed another hearing, we could create one after we have the three, correct?
Oh, yes, we've done that.
Yeah.
More than one.
I think let's schedule the three.
Okay, go with that. Okay, then we'll start with the 28th. Should we find three dates and then select the locations?
In June, we have June 12th and 15th.
Do we have Mark then? No?
June 12th is a Friday. What's the other one?
The 15th.
Yeah, I'm somewhere else. June 15th is good. And, you know, I can cancel stuff. These hearings got to take place, too. I mean, if that's the only other date, then we'll just cancel
both,
stuff.
Yeah, the 12th and the 15th work for me, but.
And me, too. So yeah. June 15th is a possibility?
Yeah, June 15th, definitely. And what's the next ones you have? Then we'll.
The 26th would be the next date.
That's good by me.
This is of June?
Correct.
Gosh, it seems like a long stretch in between. Is that the only other? There's nothing else in that week of the.
Well, yeah,
15th?
I'm open that whole week. I think the restrictions you're giving us are ALJ and attorney restrictions.
And also I visited with Brian Bielas to their preferred dates.
All right. Well, the 26th would work.
I mean, so we got May 28th, June 15th, and June 26th.
I think if the company wants earlier dates, they need to make themselves available earlier, too.
Yeah. I would propose on the 26th doing that one in Mandan. And then going to the start in Williston on the 28th and go to Killdeer on the 15th.
I had a little different thought on it. I was thinking that since one of these is almost here, if we have the first one be the one that's almost here, is it, with both the Sandpiper case as well as Basin Electric's power line, we find that the first one is the really long hearing where we're going to have the most questions.
Right.
By the time we get to a second, third, or subsequent hearings, a lot of our questions have been answered. It's just whatever we've come up with new or whatever others come up with. And so if we're going to end up going to way into the evening, rather than have staff, I'll be away up at Williston in the evening yet, trying to get home.
Right.
Maybe if we have that one in Mandan. But that was the reasoning for...
I'm open to that. That makes some sense because usually the first one is longer. The other way is the third one on the 26th is a Friday. So if it does go really long, then you've got, you know, traveling well into the evening on Friday. And sometimes people head out on Friday weekends. But you're right. It's more by the last hearing on our AVS line, it was pretty short. The last hearing on the Enbridge pipeline.
Mine it.
6 hours.
Whatever you guys decide.
Okay, well, let's go with that. Let's try it. We'll do Mandan on the 28th. And then we've got the 15th as a Monday. We can do, you know, some of it I would be comfortable with staff if you have a location that's easier to get on the 15th than one or the other. I don't think it really matters from my perspective which one, whether we do Killdeer on the 15th and Williston on the 26th or the opposite. Would it make sense to give you guys some flexibility for locations?
I can check with Kathy and see what
she
thinks.
Okay.
I would just say, though, also on this, based on what I've heard about the South Dakota field hearings, you know, I don't think this is something that we can, like, jam into Killdeer City Hall.
Oh, really?
I expect we're going to have some...
It's a pretty decent
fairly substantial
size,
turnout.
Yeah. Because I don't know if there's a lot of other options in Killdeer. That was...
Have you been to Killdeer?
That's all I know over there. And we had the power line hearing there. I mean,
there must have been at least 50 people at that power line hearing.
You do have the high school in Killdeer, too.
By the time we get to those June hearings, the schools are done.
June. Yeah. Okay. We'll let you guys figure that out.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I expect we're going to have some turnout for these.
I do, too.
Do we have a time that you want to...
Let's start at 9.
For all of them?
Yeah. We could even start the Mandan one at 8:30. Should we do that?
Yeah, I would think that's a good
okay,
idea.
Okay, let's start the first one, the 28th.
Shoot. Even 8 o'clock.
Okay, so then... I don't know that we want to start at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, so it would have to be 10 o'clock Central.
For which one?
Killdeer.
Yeah. Are they Mountain Time? I guess you know.
I think they are, yeah. Yep. Okay, so Killdeer, we start at 10 Central. Mandan, 8:30 Central.
Let's just pick the date which one we want to do so we know. For the 15th, and I don't care,
Well, we'll know, and I think we'll know soon enough. They'll figure it out, whichever is easier to find a location. We'll know this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, let me just, 8:30 again.
Williston will be 9.
Williston at 9, okay.
You know, and maybe I spoke incorrectly when I said that about Killdeer City Hall. You know, what I had in my mind was the Tioga, I think it is, City Hall room that we've been in. Sometimes it's pretty small.
Yeah.
But you are right. Killdeer did have a pretty substantial sized room there. And in Williston, I would assume we're trying to get out at that...
Ernie French.
The Ernie French Center. And Mandan has some larger facilities. So I guess the exception that I was thinking of isn't probably one of these anyways. The City Hall probably is fine.
They had at least three rows, full rows, or more, actually, of chairs.
I have a hard time believing this is going to draw more of a crowd than that power line.
Yeah, me too.
First day of the power line did.
Right.
So the City Hall is probably fine.
City Hall in Mandan is pretty large, too. So I mean,
okay. You guys can settle on the locations. Is there any other thoughts on this hearing that we should offer to staff in advance?
I just throw out there that I thought Enbridge did a good job of hitting the points in their testimony and hitting the routes questions in each of the hearings. I didn't like some of these hearings where the company comes in and reads 7 hours of prepared testimony. If they can submit testimony ahead of time and just highlight it, that'd be great. So anything you can share that would be great with the company. I mean, I just think that works better. Give us the stuff and give us the highlights and ask our questions, because we're going to ask the same questions. Whether they read us 7 hours of testimony or 2 hours, we're going to ask the same questions.
Right.
Especially things like credentials of witnesses and such. We certainly want a record of that, but we don't need to have them read it to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to put something out there that says that public testimony will begin after the company's testimony or no later than 2 o'clock? So if we go from 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock and the company's still yammering, then we stop them, and then we go to public testimony. We've talked about that before, but there's pros and cons either way.
We ended up doing that kind of ad hoc in Watford on that, or in Kildare on the transmission line hearing, just because it got so late. Did we do that on Enbridge? It seems like we did. Stop for
that's not in his head.
Testimony.
Is there any problem doing it at that point? I mean, when you're there.
Well, there is, from the standpoint of the public. You know, we can notice that. We can include that in media information, that so people can make plans accordingly.
Sure,
to show up at 2.
Yeah, I would say, though, if we say that, we probably will have a lot of the public come at 2 o'clock. And so then they'll be testifying on things that weren't even said before, but they heard it elsewhere. Or it'll go really fast, and then we'll sit and wait for an hour and a half for 2 o'clock to come.
Fair point.
Okay, we'll leave it as is.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, but I do like
in these cases, if something is dragging on, for the chair to at some point cut it off and let those public testimony people go.
I do too. I'll have a talk with the chair.
Bring the whammer along.
Well, I wasn't sure, I guess, whether that would be the chair's job or the portfolio holder's.
That's chair job.
Same. One and the same in this case.
Okay, I'm getting mixed up on this.
Or the ALJ. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on this?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then we have the formal hearing on NSP Advance Determination of Prudence for the 345 megawatt Mankato Energy. There's a bunch of those, aren't there, coming up, these NSP.
There he is.
August 24, 5, and 6 would be great.
Which ones?
August 24, 5, or
6. So you need one of those three?
Yeah, I think so.
Grab a mic, Mike. August.
Yes, we're going to hire this one out. I think I sent a memo around.
Yep.
Okay.
Did we schedule those solar ones already? The solar ADP?
The first one, we'll be having that hearing
May something.
Okay. But we haven't scheduled the second one yet?
We haven't. That'll be on next time.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I need to check something.
You said 24, 25, 26?
Right.
I have something on the 24th, but I could change it. But the 25th or 26th would work easier for me. But I don't know if that's going to... How far have we scheduled our meetings out? Can we count them out?
Not that far.
We have one the 22nd of July. So if we kept every other week, it would be the 5th and 19th of August.
We better get those scheduled, Darrell.
Yes.
I don't know if...
I'm fine the 24th or 25th.
Hold on one second. I'm just checking something here.
I'm sure the parties could spend more than a day talking about this. I know we like to always give parties plenty of time to make their case, but, you know, there's a lot of Congress, other commissions limit times. I think the commission could be maybe more aggressive than it has in the past. And, you know, you can say what you need to say in 4 hours instead of six, or that's just my general observation. But if you want to schedule 2 days and allow more talk, you could do that.
Okay. All right. I was trying to.
I think it might be wise to reserve 2 days. If you have, you might have substantial cross, regardless of how short the direct is, based on talking about who we're hiring and that sort of thing. Just schedule it. You don't have to use it.
My personal thoughts is that I like your idea, Mike, but I don't think that we open ourselves up if we start limiting stuff. Just let them all say their piece. And isn't that the number one reason for legal appeal, that people, they say they didn't get their day in court?
Yep.
It usually sticks. So. I mean, where's my young law attorneys?
That's true, but for purposes of scheduling, if you have the 2 days, reserve the 2 days. Nobody writes that in stone that it has to take 2 days at this point.
Okay, so both of those days worked for you guys?
Yeah,
both of the three. Yeah, I have some on the 24th, but I can change it pretty easily if we need the day.
Okay.
My preference is 25th or 26th, but I can make the 24th work if.
Okay. Well, let's do that. I'm okay with the 25th and 26th. And we could start at 9.
Are you thinking of keeping going every other week with commission meetings, or are you thinking that in the summer it will slow down enough that you wanted to spread it, because that would probably determine whether we have a, if we went every other week, we would not have one on the 26th, but if we wanted to use August to have a 3 week
spread, we might.
No, we usually just did the one in August. I mean, if we have one July 22nd, if we dropped one in August 12th and then picked it up September 2nd, that's kind of been our month. We could schedule that now even.
Good with that. What did you just say? Let's do that.
So we could do the one July 22nd that's scheduled, and then we could drop one in August 12th, and then jump till September 2nd, and then pick it up then from there.
Okay. Okay, and then we could do the 24th and 25th. Mm-hmm. Or, let's see here.
25 and 26.
Okay.
And they go till 5? Is that what the plan is?
All day.
All day.
And I want to, if we start at 9, that would be good.
We need to be done by August 29th at 2 o'clock. The Bison play the Montana State in the home, or the way opener, just so you know.
And Mike could tell them that there won't be any penalty if they, you know, somehow didn't go into the 26th, if they got done early. It would be okay.
Well, and we can't we just plan on the 25th? We're just reserving the 26th.
So he may want to talk for the whole day themselves.
You know, okay. Anything else for that? There was one scheduling item. Josh, you had wanted to schedule something, a work session here.
Great, too.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure. We'd like to schedule Victor and I, the MDU. Northern Excavating hearing. You had some dates, Victor?
I do. We have June 30th, July 1st, 8th, or 9th.
Yeah,
Oof. Jeez.
June 30th.
Why is he waiting so long?
These are dates that work. So these are including our attorney, Mitch, the witnesses from MDU, the ALJ's dates. So...
Okay, so if
it's kind of a ways out there, but those are the first dates that really work for everyone.
Why don't we just serve the guy?
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, and
we haven't heard
not.
From him. We haven't heard from
right.
him.
I've left
if
him.
If we do service in the mail tomorrow, when's the earliest you can do a hearing?
We'll serve by sheriff.
Right, but when's the earliest you could? I'm sorry, when you do a service by sheriff, when's the earliest you can have the hearing? Is there some lag?
45 days from when he's served by the sheriff.
Okay.
So by picking these dates where we have plenty of time to make sure he's served properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we'll do. Once we pick this date, the next meeting I'll have the notice of rescheduled consolidated hearing prepared.
Okay.
As soon as that's approved by the commission, I'll have it served by the sheriff within a week at the most.
I'm free June 30th.
June 30th works for me.
Alana had something to add.
Well, that's my month, the 21st to the 19th. You didn't ask my conflicts, but that's all right. I can listen. We can have somebody else handle it. The commission advisor role, that's fine.
Did you say the 21st to the 19th?
I'm gone the 21st through the 19th of July.
Okay.
21st of June. So it's okay with me to miss another 6 northern cases or whatever it is. But I just thought I'd mention it.
Right. Okay.
Well, can we assign Casey on this one?
We certainly can.
Jack's on the other half typically, right?
Yes. He will begin doing those. Not this
he will be.
One,
he's right. Not on this one, so.
But it'll get confusing if it gets appealed or whatever.
Right.
Casey?
Hmm.
And hopefully by then we can keep you around longer than that, too.
So this would be on the 30th or the 1st?
The 30th, right?
Yep, 30th or the June 30th or the 1st, or we can go a little bit farther.
Okay, well, let's just, if the 30th
June
works.
30th works for me.
All right.
30th? 8:30? I'm thinking we'll want a whole day just to be certain, so plan to start at 8:30.
And by me. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Okay, then Josh wanted to schedule a work session with us to talk through the, what's it called?
Indirect cost rate.
Indirect cost rate proposal. So that is in how soon? 2 weeks?
A couple weeks out would be fine.
I'd recommend that the chair and the Josh figure that out and then you present your proposal to us.
We will, but let's have a work session to talk through it. Yeah.
Must not like what I did, so he's trying to change it.
No, there are some, you know, of our restructure has some impact on this.
So I was wondering what's changed. That's the okay.
Yep.
And the budget.
And the budget, and there's uncertainties. So.
Okay.
So we need to. I want you guys to at least be aware of what's going on. Okay, so let's look at the week of April 6th. Didn't we determine that was fairly light. The 7th, we scheduled something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 6th was open because of.
Well, what about right after the. Let's just leave the 6th open. It's Easter Monday. Some people may want to take it off. The 7th is. We've got one work session on the Coyote Creek. We could plan another one for, say, 11. Give us plenty of time for that Coyote Creek one. And then just do this after that. Does that work?
At 11?
At 11 on the 7th.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Randy?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to limit Josh's testimony? I'm just asking.
Okay. Okay. So that's indirect cost discussion, work session. Okay. Anything else for scheduling? No? All right.
So this afternoon at 2:30, the budget stuff, do we?
And that's just questions. They haven't, we're not, there's no prepared anything. They haven't even asked us to be there. So it's just mostly the FRA. They aren't even preparing testimony. They're just there for their questions. So, and then whatever else comes up in the discussion. So,
okay.
Anything else? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Gosh.